Today from the Ohio Newsroom, a floating circus.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Antioch University, accepting applications for its low residency doctorate in educational and professional practice for those working to make schools, organizations, and communities more just and inclusive. More at antioch.edu.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Acrobatics, hula hoops, and spinning plates all usually belong under the red and white striped folds of a circus tent. But a troupe traveling down the Ohio River is bringing that spectacle to a new setting. The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford reports.
The sun is the only spotlight for the circus performers who bound onto a ramshackle raft docked in Parkersburg, West Virginia, just across the river from Belpre, Ohio.
1, 2, 3, and...
Spectators watch in awe as a unibrowed trapeze artist flips and flippers, and strange puppets dance up and down the gangplank to the tune of fiddle-filled sea shanties. It's the eighth stop on a month-and-a-half-long voyage down the Ohio River for the Flotsam River Circus. The ragtag team of rafters are floating downriver at a 5-mile-per-hour pace, stopping in many Ohio River towns, East Liverpool, Marietta, Pomeroy. At each place, they entertain in the floating stage built by Jason Webley.
I'm not really a boat guy, and I'm not really a circus guy.
And yet, he launched the Flotsam River Circus in 2019. After years of touring in a bus as a musician, Webley was looking for a new creative adventure.
Like, you know, we live on the boat. It's kind of close quarters. Yeah, it's not the easiest life. But it's a really magical idea, you know, to be floating down the river doing these shows in riverfront towns.
His crew of actors and acrobats take audiences through a darkly comedic show set in a world that's ravaged by climate change. Mutant fish puppets antagonize sailors in the ecological collapse. As the mutant fish queen, Sari Bresnahl sings to the crowd gathered on the shore.
The pesticides boost up my vim and my vigor. The mercury helps to maintain my figure.
Even with the dystopian setting, Webley says the show is meant to spark joy for all ages. Each whimsical performance is free to the public and runs on donations. It usually attracts hundreds to the shoreline for each show and recruits performers from around the world. Amber Gibson joined Flotsam all the way from Taiwan, where she attended circus school. She was picked out of around 100 applicants to perform balance tricks on the boat.
It's very different. It's wobbly, it's sunny, and it's pretty small.
Despite the technical challenges, Gibson loves performing on the water.
You build up this certain image for the audience. They already look forward to what's going to happen on this weird-looking boat, which you don't really have when you're in a theater or like a street performance. You like build this flotsam world.
The performances are weird. It's not every day where you see mutant fish hypnotize a mustachioed sea captain. But Webley says he hopes the show's peculiarity inspires audience members.
To just have a slightly bigger sense of possibility, I guess.
Especially the kids in the crowd, many of whom know to sing along by the show's finale. The circus has 4 more stops in Ohio this season. Webley hopes the performances encourage audiences not to run away with the circus, but to create their own. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Kendall Crawford on the Ohio River.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you Monday.